have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Wake up, everyone!
There are two things you don't know about the Earth.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. YHS on Monster Island. We are here. This is our last show before me and Jay hang out in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not our last show ever. Just before
last show before.
Yes,
we're gonna go to New York this week. Tuesday.
Flying
to New York for Ghostbuster stuff. It's gonna be a good weekend, but we're gonna get to hang out. We don't get to do that very often.
No,
it's gonna be fun, dude.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to just hang out. You know, see what we can find. I know we've been to a lot of the shops that might have some, you know, kaiju stuff in New York, but you know, it's always fun to revisit them. You never know.
We'll find something. We can't be like, I feel like we can't be hanging out in a store that's going to have Sifubi or something and like not buy something.
Buy something. Yeah.
We'll have to buy it. It doesn't matter if it's something little. We'll just buy a little treat.
Exactly.
I'm excited, dude. So we're going to be, listen, we got, I don't know if we have any news this week. This episode's going to roll right along because we did watch a film. I doubt there's a ton to say about the movie. I don't think there's a lot of like deep analysis.
I'm going really deep on this one.
I will say I had fun. I did have fun in this movie. We'll get there when we get there. We're going to do a little bit of pickups. Jay, I don't know. Did you have any news at all this week?
No, you know, there wasn't a ton. Let me rephrase that. There's always a ton.
There's always something.
Yeah, but as far as what would fit really well on our show, we feel it's like worth talking about. Not a ton.
Yeah. I will say there's a lot more, you know, TV spots are starting to drop
for
Godzilla X Kong, and I haven't really been watching them. I've been kind of sticking away from them. I did notice, and now this is a good thing for Godzilla, but you know what? It's not a good thing for Ghostbusters. I did see some content online. I can't remember who posted this, but like all the big billboards in Times Square are Godzilla and King Kong.
And
that's amazing. And we're going to get to see that unless it changes by next week. Which is possible. But it's like, you know, those billboards are huge. The animated, there's the big corner animation billboard. And it's all got Godzilla versus King Kong on it. And I mean, honestly, I hope there's also some Ghostbuster stuff. I hope it's going back and forth. I don't want to get there and just see Godzilla. It'd be nice, but it's like, all right, guys, I got to fight both of these things.
Both empires.
And listen, next week belongs to Ghostbusters. So
That's what we're recording right now.
Godzilla versus King Kong back up after the premiere, which is next week. So, all the news really that I know of, you know, other than, God, I guess there was some Blu-ray. There's a lot of Godzilla Minus One. I can't really speak on it because I don't know the dates, but there's also a black and white version of Shin Godzilla getting released. So there's some stuff. But you know what? We're not talking about that tonight.
Hey, real quick though, you mentioned the billboards in Times Square. Yeah. I have to mention a really cool ad placement for GXK. I was at Monster Jam this weekend with the kids at AT&T Stadium.
What is that?
What is Monster Jam?
Is that like monster trucks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's monster trucks.
They still do that.
At AT&T Stadium. So that's where the Dallas Cowboys play, you know, the big, you know, 80,000 the arena. My kids love Monster Jam. They love Bakugan Dragonoid. But it was good to see all the monsters. I grew up, you know, when Bigfoot was still a big thing before they got all, you know,
commercialized.
Gravedigger's there. Oh, yeah. And Son of a Digger. Son of a Digger was really good.
Watch out with that name.
I know, right? But anyway,
I don't like that.
So Jerry World has one of the largest screens in the world. They're the one that has like, it's like, you know, from like one 20-yard line to the other 20-yard line. You know, that's like 60 or 180-foot screen, you know, whatever it is. And the only ads they played besides the big sponsors of Monster Jam were Godzilla X Kong. And in fact, when they did the freestyle competition, the timer had Godzilla and Kong like rotating around the timer and stuff. So Monster Jam.
Yeah. What is a freestyle competition?
Okay. So Monster
Jam. Trucks get to just do whatever they want. They don't have like a.
Yeah. So Monster Jam, unlike some of the other Monster Truck shows, actually is like, it is like a sanctioned sporting event. Goes on throughout the country. They have a couple different series based on the size of the location. There's like stadium series, arena series. We're a stadium series because we're a huge stadium. Uh-huh. So there's three events at every show. We had 12 monster trucks there. There's three events. There's the race that's just like head to head, and it's a tournament. So there was like we got to see all those races. And then there were points for where they finish. The second one is the skills competition. So that's them, how well they execute a common, or not a common, a fun skill. Like it might be a backflip. It might be donuts. It might be a bicycle, which is driving only on two wheels, all that stuff. And then the last one is they get basically like two or three minutes to do freestyle. That's when they do all the crazy jumps and backflips and, you know, the shells fly off the cars and everything. And then the overall event winner is whoever got the most points between all three events.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, because when you said freestyle competition, I was like, do the drivers like battle rap each other?
They do. They do. No, but you know, to be a Monster Jam truck driver, you have to be like such a good pitch man because, like, you know, they interview you and you're like, "What's up, Arlington?"
Yeah, it's like wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, it totally is. And so anyway, it was fun, but it was all like throughout the whole day, all the ads were Godzilla X Kong, A New Empire. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's coming really soon. So yeah, get ready. I'm assuming that probably in the next couple of weeks there'll be another like full trailer.
Yeah. To be like half the movie.
That will probably we'll have everything fully explaining the plot and the backstory. So yeah, it's coming. But I think we're going to do some pickups. I know you got a couple things. I got a couple things.
And you know what? And Jake, I got a couple. And then literally a couple hours ago, the doorbell rang and it was FedEx. And I got something.
No.
We'll talk about it a bit. But it's a big one for me. It is a.
You know what?
It's a collection defining piece.
What? Dude, what's so funny is you were like, we were talking about recording this episode and you were like, yeah, I don't really have any pickups, just a couple small things. But somehow you still, before we get there, end up having, you know, the best thing ever. So do you want to go for it?
I will. Yes. I'll do that one last, but
please.
I did. Okay. So dovetailing off of 2 weeks ago, we both got our Rodans from Mondo. And I said, you know, I only have one. I'm gonna wait to see how I like the other one that I got. And I forgot which one I got. I thought it was the brown one. It was not the standard. I actually got the Fire Dragon one. So I picked this guy up. This is the translucent with the red, the sparkle, the glitter, the Fire Dragon Rodan. And this is the one I'm keeping. I already sold the cherry blossom.
I think I like that one better too.
I don't know. The other thing is I don't have all the other things. There's always going to be like a cherry blossom. That's like, it's going to happen. I haven't seen this one in the other releases as much. So it's like, I kind of like that. It's a little bit more unique, but it's, you know, it's, we'd love the sculpt. We talked about how it's one of the better Rodan Sufubi sculpts, like of any Rodan Sufubi. So I was able to pass the other one on to our good buddy, Ryan Wilhelm. He was like, he missed out on that one. So it was one of those, you know, no harm, no foul, cost me $0. And, you know, cause I just basically just transferred it over to him. Yeah. So, yeah, so that was my first pickup. The second one, it's, so the artist, Yamakichiya, who does the Future Ape series and the Dinosaur Human Nuta series. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen those. They're cool designer toys. I've always loved the Dinosaur Human Nuta because it's a dinosaur in like a space outfit with samurai swords. It's like when we
Yes. He doesn't want that.
I know. So I was able to pick one up. So I got my first one of his. So look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Man, look at that.
Look at, I mean, this is just it.
Oh, that's like an old school looking dinosaur head.
It's too. It's like Guanji. Then, you know, obviously became an astronaut, but is also, he's a ninja here, but this is like a He-Man, like power sword, very fantasy sort of, but this is like a straight up katana.
Crazy.
This is very cool. It's a really cool, he has a little knife.
Good there. Colors.
Oh yeah. Oh, and this guy's come in tons of colors, but this was the most recent release. And I just really liked it.
Yeah. Love that. That's a cool, tell me one more time who sells
the artist that? The artist is Yamakichi. But the company, I think that he produces under, it's an indie self-produced, I think it's Yamakichiya. So it's a Yamakichi with like a Y at the end. And the future ape is the same size, also an astronaut, but it's kind of like a, obviously like a gorilla mask and has like a gun. So it's really cool too. I got to get one of those as well. I wanted to start out with this guy. Okay. The other thing I got, I have a little mini collection that's on one of my shelves of all of the original color of Ghidorah, right? The blue, the rainbow, the red and blue and whatnot. I have the X Plus, I have the Marmot Vinyl Paradise, I have a Marison, and I have one of the new Bullmark retros. But I finally picked up the Marmot Parababy, and I got this guy. Now I didn't get the meteor that comes with him, the little meteor in the and this is a lucky bag, but I absolutely love, I mean, a Parababy's great, it's an awesome line. In 6-inch scale, but this guy's about 8 inches tall. But this fits nicely into my little corner of red and blue Ghidorahs.
Yeah, great colors on that one.
Yeah, it's cool. I love he's like a little bit more hunched over because so many of the other ones are very straight up, like the classic Bullmark and the Marisons. So it's kind of a different vibe, different flow to it than some of the other ones. So I picked that up.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The other one, okay, so I love this piece too. This is one that like I knew I was gonna love it, but when I got it in hand, I was like, oh my god, I really love it. I think Max Toy has a lot of really great sculpts, and I know they use a lot of different sculptors like Pico and some other ones. But and it's hard for me to think of anything better than I think the Shin Gomez is one of the best sculpts. But I do think they know how to do Gengo, and I think they're the definitive Gengo. And this colorway is my favorite I've ever seen them do. And I don't have a Max Toy Gengo. So I got this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
He's clear. He has a little spray of like of magenta and blue. And then, of course, they just kill it with this.
That is a beautiful toy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. I
dig this guy so much. Like,
yeah.
This is one of those toys that when you walk into the room and you see it, it makes you smile. You know, I was talking about like with the giant Marison Gilala I got last week. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the same way, like the two different color. I love the eyes are the magenta and the teal. They're two different color eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know, the David Bowie thing going on.
That's a cool toy, man.
Yeah. So the last thing before the big thing, cause this one's a big one too, in the sense that it's a cool piece I've been wanting. We talked about last week about, I've been getting a lot of Gilala stuff and I was like, oh, I have something in the mail, but okay. It was this Marmot Monster Heaven, clear with glitter inside Gilala. So it's the Marmot Gilala. Look at this guy.
Dude, you have such a Gilala collection at this
point. I know. I love me some Gilala. I tell you though, like movie aside, I just, there's something about this design that
agree. I 100% agree.
It's goofy and weird, but it's also like, it's such a retro sci-fi, but also still like Japanese kaiju. Like it just fits. It fits in there. This could be in a tokusatsu show. It could be in a Toho show. Like it could be either one and be totally cool. But this one's cool because the antenna, they come out. They're actually metal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, these two antenna. Here, let me put it back into the little antenna. But yeah, but this thing is really cool. I really dig this guy.
Yeah. Okay. Stuff.
So the last piece that came in today, not a toy. Not a toy.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah, but has ties to the toy world. Mm-hmm. So rewind when, occasionally Mark Nagata and Max Toy will put up some of his original art on the site. And there was one piece that whoever got it, you're awesome. like, I'm so happy for you. But there's one piece that I was like, I missed out on it. And it, I think it's one of like Martin Nagata's best pieces. And that's the header art for his kind of his newer Godzilla stuff. It's like a, it's basically like all these Showa Godzilla monsters on a header. It's beautiful. That original art sold, and I missed out on it because I was just slow. But I didn't know that I didn't even think that he would still have his Toy Graph art that he did for the 50% transformation Mechagodzilla for Toy Graph back in the day. I just assumed that was sold off. So I was like, I didn't think this was an option. And he posted it. And I was like, bye. I didn't even look at the price. I don't care. I was like, I need this because I wanted an original Mark Nagata. I mean, I love Mark's stuff. Yeah. I love Max Toy. Mark's such a good dude. It's coming to Kaiju Go. But I wanted one of his pieces. So already framed too, which makes it even better. But he was, I got this. I'll try to fit into the frame here, but this is that 50%.
Oh,
look at that. The 50% transforming header art, man, or Mechagodzilla header art for Toy Graph. And yeah, I it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's very Mark Nagata-y.
Yeah.
And I'm just over the moon, man. I'm thrilled with it. It's one of the, definitely the 2D stuff. You know, I love my Tom Whalen stuff. I love my prints from Bob Eggleton. But I think this one, because, you know, it's this, it's an original. It was that tied to the header art. It's just something so unique. I don't have anything else like it, you know? So,
yeah. I mean, that connects with Sifubi in such a deep level. So that is toy history, right?
Yeah. There. And now I just got to spend the money to get a 50% Mechagodzilla Toy Graph to pair with it.
Hey, right? Me too.
I would never get one on the list. I will never get one before
it's
you.
Okay.
Unless it's one of the black ones, which I know you don't love. That's
all right now. There is a pair of them for sale on eBay. I've been searching, and we will go in and we'll just like buy 8, the 000, pair.
What is it, like $1,500 or something?
It's like $800 or something.
That's not bad for a pair.
For a pair, yeah.
But yeah, that's it. So it turned out to be a pretty successful week. 2 weeks.
Yeah, really great stuff, man. I'm jealous of, you know, all of that. I got a very weird spattering of pickups, a lot of small stuff. What did you say?
Oh, that's my, I was just moving my,
oh, you're around. Holding that guy.
Yeah. It's like, hey buddy, he wants to see your pickups.
I want one of those. Yeah, so my pickups, you know, I went up to Atlanta last weekend. And there was a batch of stuff. Some of this was sent to YHS. You know, sometimes listeners, I'll be honest, I think a good bit of this is from Matt Bush, who's a listener of YHS and Toy Anxiety. And he sends some stuff here and there, and just sent some random stuff. And I will show the first thing. I'm not going to show each one of these because they're small, but he sent a bunch of like Keshi, a bunch of the random. They're ultra. Ultraman. So it's like, you know. Which, you know what? I don't know if these are actually Ultraman or if they're some of the just random bootleg creatures or what. But
no, I think that's I think those are from they're from Ultra 7, and that one was from Return of Ultraman, I believe.
That's what I thought, because you know, it's got the Balton in here, but then there's like this guy who kind of looks like Megalon, and I'm like, what is this? I don't know.
Antlar, I think. That's Antlar.
Okay, well, there's like, I got this guy in like three different colors. There's just a bunch Antlar's of random. Great. There's just like random, you know.
I love Ultra Keshi, dude. Ultra Kaiju Keshi are awesome.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah,
Matthew.
He also sent this. This I believe this is a bootleg because
look at that.
There's
art.
Nothing here. Yeah, there's like, you know, they look very strange.
I love it.
And then it just it just says Godzilla right here. Like none of this seems official. I don't know what's it say.
I don't know if it has that sticker, Jacob. It might be.
You think it might be? Well, I couldn't tell. It says Fancy Goods and Models on it, and I don't know.
Oh, is that
Tamakasu?
Is it Yamakatsu?
Yamakatsu, yeah.
Yeah, that's so that Yamakatsu. That so Yamakatsu is so
it's hard for me to see that. I don't like No. That's really legit, trying to read this.
Yeah, so
Yamakatsu. Okay, so that's not bootleg then. No. That's just usually it's when you just see this old.
Yeah, when you see the sticker. Well, and Yamakatsu is a little bit of a like it did a little bit lower end stuff, but Yamakatsu actually got the rights for the like the vinyl Godzilla toys the same year Bandai did. So when we think of like the Bandai Godzilla collection that started in 83, Yamakatsu actually released them a little bit before that. In fact, I have a Yamakatsu. Oh, yeah, right here, bud.
Look at this.
I have a, this is a Yamakatsu Angress that came out in 1983, right before Bandai released them. So, yeah, no, they definitely had the license for a bit.
The reason that I thought this was a bootleg was just look closely at the Ebera here. I'm sorry, but I don't remember Ebera looking anything like that.
That almost looks more like a Ganymede from Space Amoeba.
He's like got legs, you know.
Hey, Trendmasters! Like, hey, it's Biollante treatment. Just give him legs. So,
yeah, he sent that along. And hey, you know what? That's not the only thing Matt Bush sent. There's more.
That's
stuff.
Really cool, though. That's a really good pickup.
Yeah, it's cool. I love it. It's also like unpunched. Which is very cool. He also sent me, because he heard me talk about these on the show, because I bought one and then he sent me a second one, and now he has sent me a third. I'm looking to see where my other two are. He has sent me a third Lady Milk.
Oh yes,
this is he's got little pom-poms, he's like a cheerleader, and this one actually came in the packaging.
Oh, you got wow.
So this has the packaging with it. There's the sticker. It's you know, complete and everything there. So got that's that Lady so cool. Milk collection going.
Matt that's Bush, a man. That's impressive, dude. Man, those are so cool and unique. And that's a
really I wanna look and see if there's some sort of checklist or somewhere. I want to know how many of those there are, and I want to see them.
I haven't seen one, but in full transparency, I've never really looked for one, but they're really cool. They're really, 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 really cool.
Let's see, a couple more things. This is something I ordered and came in this week. Now, I ordered this from Luke Welch Sculpture. Mm-hmm. Just someone it just happened to be in my feed. Okay. I don't even think I was following this page, and it just, you know, from all the other Godzilla stuff, this just popped up. And I was like, well, I got to pick this up, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a little, it's like a little Godzilla muscle man, a little wrestler. And he just calls him G-Man. He's got the G there. Yeah. And then you can see he's got the spines on his back, and he's just no tail, little butt there.
Just to tuck it in.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick this up. It's just like a cool little, guy to put.
That's really cool, dude.
Shelf. Yeah. Super cool. So pick that up.
Now, were you a big Muscle Man fan when you were, did you?
No, I never did. I never really picked them up, but you know, like they're iconic and everybody. Oh, yeah. I feel like anybody who buys toys or collects toys knows what they are. Or at least, even if you don't really know what they are, you see it. You're like, oh yeah, that's those little colorful, you know, guys. Yeah. So, and I just like this. I just like the idea of Godzilla as a wrestler, with a butt. I just thought it was cool. This is a cool little
sumo diaper on. So that line, the Japanese, the original like Muscle Man, the Kanikiman or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
you know, they have tons of like animes and comics and stuff over there. That they have some cool Safubi. Like they do the characters, not as little Muscle Man, but as big Safubi.
Oh, okay.
There's some cool stuff. Like Terry Terry Bull is really, there's a couple pieces of him that are really cool, but some of the really out there wacky ones. They're awesome as Safubi.
Man. We'll have to look into those. I got just a couple more things. I did pick up. Now I know so I was up at a toy store in Atlanta. I was up at Second Chance Toys.
Mm-hmm. We love Second Chance Toys.
They got a big haul of like Ultraman stuff in. Mm-hmm. Some stuff that I didn't know what it was. Some stuff that I was like, okay, I know this. But I grabbed this guy, and Jay, I had no idea who this was. I sent it to you, and I said, Jay, you know what this is? I bought it just because I liked I liked the look of the toy. I like the kind of style of it.
Yeah.
So I just picked this up, and then you alerted me that this is a bootleg.
It is. But it's one of those bootlegs that it's that line has kind of taken a life of its own, right?
Yeah,
and has become it's called the first line was called, I think, like Super Dinosaur Monsters, and then I think it became like Ultra Dinosaur Monsters. So they took because remember the first thing I said, I go, it looks kind of like a funny Gomera, right?
Right.
And what they did was they took Ultra Kaiju that were recognizable and then kind of made them a little bit different enough.
That was one.
But that line is. Pretty popular within the realm of like bootleg stuff. So it's a great pickup.
Well, they had a couple that I could tell were from the same.
Yeah.
This, you know, and but this one just in particular, I was like, well, that's cute. I'm just gonna.
Yeah. So, no, it's cool.
But another figure I did buy from Second Chance, dude. You know me, and you know my newer weird obsession. I got another Busca.
I love it.
I just got like a little regular. I think this is just an old Bandai.
Yeah.
And his eyes are they're like googly eyes. They move, which I love. Just a weird little guy, and I just had to pick it up. I don't think there's anything particularly fancy or special about this. It's just
now, Busca's pretty perfect.
Pretty sure this is just the old Bandai, just the old regular old Busca, but I needed it to go with all the other stuff. He's awesome.
Yeah,
makes Jess happy to get Busca. Yeah, it's like I bought this for both of us.
Oh yeah, Busca's great. I mean, it's one of the few kaiju that my wife knows, because we had so many people ask like, who is that at G Fest last year?
Right, she had to learn.
She know, like, Busca.
She's
Busca.
Like, did you know that Busca's not a giraffe?
But it's in fact
a lizard.
Iguana. Yeah, yeah.
I got one more thing. This also came from Matt Bush.
Oh,
and now,
Matthew.
Yep. Last thing, I wanted to save this one for last because, this was on my top 10 list, kind of.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah. Again, remember I kind of cheated and my list had things like General Garamon. I'm going to buy Garamon stuff this year.
Or Kappas, yeah.
Or Kappas, yep. Well, one of the other things that was on my list is a little new for me, but something I'm currently obsessed with. Dodongo.
Yes,
and he got me a Dodongo figure, so I was able to pick this up when I went up for my birthday. Loved this so much. I loved Dodongo so much, and I just this is a cool toy. So
it is. Yeah, I Dodongo is the design is great. Kind of the symbiotic relationship with the mummy creature is weird and just. Great, and there's some cool
design. It's a sad and tragic episode, but I just think that's the coolest design. And to me, if I was like ranking, like that is a underused, underdeveloped. Like that is such a good design for a kaiju, and it's in. He's in one episode, right? Dodongo's in one episode.
I think he's like one of the few that haven't come back for another one. Yeah.
And he's also like kind of useless in the episode. He's like not very good at anything. And like to the point where Ultraman almost is like, should I even kill this guy? Like, it's such a weird thing. But I love him. And I do want this year to be a year where I buy a lot of Dodongo. And that's my first one. So.
I think Dodongo's mythos and his history should be in lore should be rewritten and like where he somehow after the mummy's killed he gets symbiotically linked with a hero and he can be this heroic steed that just flies around with like a tokusatsu Kenshin hero on back and it's Dodongo. It's like he's
if kind of he like, was just Ultraman's horse.
Yeah, like low
but like with powers.
Silver.
Yeah. Give me that
100%. I think we need maybe Busca could ride him.
That's what I was about to say. If Busca maybe Busca, like, dude, perfect. Look at that.
I know.
They just fucking fly away like this.
I know. I'm all for it, man.
I love this more than anything in the world. This is how I'm going to display these.
Yeah, and then they could go and hang out with Gengo and Pigmon and Tanagon and it just all the great designs.
All the really dumb looking, like the misfit, the island of misfit kaiju.
I love it. And they're all Tsuburaya, so like we can do it.
Yeah.
This can happen.
It can happen.
Yeah, we don't need
that's my pickups, man. That's my pickups, Jay.
Good week, dude.
Good week for you. You had a everybody, great week.
Everybody, good, hopefully good everybody's stuff. Having a good week.
Yeah, so listen, we are... Oh man. What are we talking about? We are talking about The Magic Serpent. This is a movie we with picked.
Many names.
Now, I had never heard of this film other than there is a Blu-ray kind of like box set coming out that's just got a bunch of random kaiju films in it, and this was one of them. Yeah. Other than that, Jay, you were like, hey, let's watch The Magic Serpent. And I'm like, that sounds cool. Let's watch it. So we both watched it today. Did you watch yours today?
I watched it yesterday. I watched it yesterday. Yeah. This movie, I probably first learned about it probably in the early 90s in the G-Fan magazine. You know, I probably just saw an article or a photo about the dragon and the frog, which obviously is in most of the marketing materials. That's what's featured, and rightfully so. And I remember getting a bootleg copy of the English dub, which I think was American International. So, you know, it has to be good. And I had the bootleg copy of the English dub in the 90s. And I truly, Jake, I don't think I've watched it since then. I think this is my, I remembered enough to be dangerous. But, I remember watching it as a kid. And I like fantasy and, I like martial arts movies. I'm not a connoisseur by any means, but that stuff is always fun to me. So I remember it being fun. But, at the end of the day, it was it's still not Godzilla. It's still not Gamera, whatever. But, But I was glad we revisited it because it was just a fun romp, man. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. I first of all will have to say to anybody who's not seen it, I don't think I'd call this a kaiju movie.
No, it
is the kind of I know they the cover has those kaiju right there on the cover. But you really only are gonna get about 8 minutes of kaiju, and it's the last 8 minutes of the film. Other than that, it is just like this weird story of betrayal and a guy who wants to take over and who wants the power, and they're all magicians and they have magic, and there's all kinds of really fun ninja fighting happening, and like weird effect. Like it's a very fun movie to watch.
It's a fantasy martial arts tokusatsu film with some kaiju in it.
It reminds me in a sense of Orochi,
a lot of both are based off legends. Both are based off both Japanese folklore.
I think Orochi was better, but it's like it's the same kind of thing where most of the movie is like humans who know magic, and then at the end some monsters are gonna show up. But hey, I loved the designs of both monsters. I think both designs were really great. It was fun to watch them fight. You don't see frog kaiju in films too much. So
not too much.
I thought they both were really well done. A little silly, but I did watch the American dubbed version.
Oh, you did? Okay, so I watched the job. I don't know if there's what the differences are off the top of my head.
Well, here's the first thing I'll ask you. Were all the roars in yours just Godzilla?
So, no, they were not. No.
Oh, the version I watched, the dragon's roar was Godzilla the entire time. It was straight up just Godzilla. And anytime it got hurt, it would also have like Mothra and a couple. It was just recycled Godzilla and kaiju the entire time.
Is the frog Rodan? I think I remember that. Is the frog?
It might have been. Yeah, because they both were like the dragon shows up really early on.
Yeah,
and you hear Godzilla's roar as it's coming out of the water.
I didn't know.
And I just started laughing. I was like, "Oh my god, it's Godzilla! Oh, no. It's just Godzilla's roar the whole time, over and over."
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they replaced the monster roars. I don't know because they were not. They were like
original for they were oh man
yeah it so yeah so I could totally see like when he comes out of the water for the first time the dragon and if it doesn't Godzilla you're like what
it was
okay so that probably takes you out of it a little bit but I see though this film the one crazy thing that I think most folks know about this film that have never seen it or it's always cited as one of the biggest inspirations for Star Wars like George Lucas. You always hear Yojimbo from Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah.
Always mentioned there. But if you think about it, it's the daughter, the reveal is the daughter is connected to the evil magician. But it's a young magician learning from an old magician that's good to go battle an evil magician. There's a lot of similarities there. And I see why. And we know that Lucas spent all that time in Japan. And this is one, like I said, that is often referenced as a big inspiration for Star Wars. And it's funny because I literally watched Yojimbo like 3 nights ago and not even putting the two together.
I'm like, right.
I see the connection, but it is a almost like too many genres in the film where it becomes genre less. Cause it is, right out of the gate when the main protagonist is fighting the bandit or the ninjas and they chop his head off and his head just floats onto another tree. Yeah. And he's like, ha.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what are the rules of the magic in this? I have no idea.
Yep. So, no rules at all. It was all kinds of weird stuff. Here's another question then about the ending. When they're kaiju at the end, they're talking in like English to each other, even though they're monsters. Was that happening in yours? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They're talking, they talk in there. Okay.
They talk to each other. Sure. But right. I was like, that's the kind of thing we would Americans would add in for. No
reason. 100%.
Make them keep talking, you know?
So what I think about this was what I really loved about this film. First off, I thought the miniature set of the castle and everything is awesome where they were destroying it. I just felt there were some very fun, like, scenes like just if you freeze it, like when the main protagonist rides in on the frog.
The like with the fire. Anytime anybody jumps in the air, they jump like 50 feet and
it's 100%. It's very Tokusatsu. And then, I loved when Orochimaru, the main villain, is riding the lightning bolt. And he's just like, perfect, like almost like a 2D picture, like going across. I feel like there's nothing. We've all seen the archetypes. We've all seen these arcs. We've all seen these plot points in other films. Not whether this happened first or not, but I'm saying in our chronological viewing of it, like in our lives, like there's nothing that's going to be like, oh my gosh, other than the frog kaiju. I just don't see a lot of those, but
right.
I just felt like it did it all in this fun, like silly-ish way. And it just, I don't know, it works. I felt like all the characters were done well.
Yeah. It was silly and it knows that it's kind of silly. So it's like, it's not like it's taking itself too seriously for the kind of movie it is. Like, it was all they do a lot of things. You can tell that they're like playing around with like visual effects, you know, like whenever he wraps all the villains in the like gold circle and they can't get out. It's like silly looking to us, but at the time they were just
groundbreaking.
Like, yeah, coming up with all these cool, like interesting ways to use like effects and everything. You're talking about like the freeze frame. If you were to freeze frame anything, I thought right away. There is a literal freeze frame at the beginning I was like, is that the giant condor? And I looked it up and I guess it's supposed to be an eagle.
An eagle,
But I was like, whoa, the giant condor. This is in continuity with it comes and it does a flyby and it hits the dragon in the head and then blood squirts out of the dragon's head, and then it freeze frames on the blood squirting out. And I was like, this is
amazing. It made me think of Godzilla's Revenge, you know, where they do the freeze frame and Itro's fighting the gangsters. And then, we have Giant Condor and Kumonga shows up. I mean, at the end, so
the spider was cool. Hey, the spider was cool, and I was waiting the whole time. I was like, when the spider woman gives her that pendant,
her grandma,
I was like, oh, there's gonna be a spider at some point, and then it like you're at the end of the movie, and I'm like, I guess that spider's not happening. And then it does, you know?
Yeah.
But it's weird. I'm like, why does it come out of the sky? Like, how come it doesn't crawl out of the ground or something? It's a spider. It just appears in the sky and floats down on nothing. Sky spider. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And the funny thing is the fight, I have to give it to him. It wasn't a lot of like, it was a lot of like just like sumo wrestling type moves, but like the fight itself, like they fight for a while. Like, I mean, the dragon and the frog.
Yeah, they fight long enough that they cut away from it a couple times, other characters doing stuff, and then they cut back, and they're like, "Oh, they're still fighting."
Yeah.
I also love that they just put a water hose in the dragon's mouth and a flamethrower in the frog's mouth.
Like, do they get them reversed? It's like, think?
It's like, well, the wrong. They should be the opposite. But the dragon, it's clearly just a water. It's like sputtering and dripping out. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's not even like a straight shot. It just kind of like, it's right after it goes to the bottom lip, it just kind of falls. And I will give them credit on the flamethrower. They do hide it better in the frog's mouth than they do the South Koreans do Younggiri in that one, where you just see the tube coming out. But yeah, the frog I thought was great, and the monster battle in, I love like the side of the spider shooting the web and holding it down, and the frog from down below shooting the fire and burning it. Like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be, Toei, even though this was before a lot of like Kamen Rider and stuff, like. Yeah. They know they can do cool effects. I mean, they know what's up. Another thing that I felt really refreshing about this movie, and this isn't the movie doing anything, but this is just my headspace when I was watching it. So, as you know, we watch a lot of Godzilla films, we watch a lot of Toho films, but recently I've just been watching a lot of other Toho non-kaiju films, some Kurosawa films and stuff. Not for any reason other than I like these films. I like to rewatch them every you know, one of those movies like every year or so. You want to rewatch Yojimbo or Seven Samurai or whatever, or Ikaru, but which is the greatest film ever made still. But anyway, they use a lot of the same actors. So it was like, it was refreshing to have a show where I didn't recognize any of the actors in it.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, another, you know, Takashi Shimura, just another, you know, Minoru Chiaki. Yeah. Yeah. It was different where like when you're watching Yojimbo, you're like, oh, hey, there's Yosuke Natsuki. Yeah, he's Dr. Hayashida in Return of Godzilla coming up soon. It's one of those things. But it was just fresh and fun. And I haven't watched like a good movie with some really wacky martial arts stuff in a while.
Well, sometimes we sit down to watch movies and I'm like, oh, this is kind of hard to get through. You know what I mean? It's like, but this was just fun and like. It was a little breeze, and it is on YouTube if anybody wants to watch the English dub with the Godzilla roars in it.
Or you can go to archive.org and watch the Japanese one in the subtitles. Or you can get it on that Blu-ray that came out, you mentioned.
I do want to pick that up because it's got a, I don't remember the number of films, but it's like 10 movies or something. Something like that. I don't know.
And it does have a different title on that. It's called The Dragon Showdown. On that one.
Well, it's also somewhere called like the Battle of the Beasts is an alternate.
Here's the alternate ones I have. So I had to write this down. So the literal Japanese title is The Great Mystic Dragon Battle. Then we got Magic Serpent, and then the Dragon Showdown. And then there's The Grand Duel in Magic, which was an international English release.
Okay.
The Grand Duel of Ninjas, which was the English release in Singapore.
Misleading. That's misleading. Yeah. There's six ninjas in this movie.
And I think this is the one that you're thinking about. The French release is The Monsters of the Apocalypse. And then my favorite one is the French video. That's a theatrical release in France. The video release in France is the most misleading. It's just called Ninja Apocalypse.
Ninja Apocalypse.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So, but yeah, so it was
Yeah, good stuff. I don't know if there's anything else to say about this movie, Jay. Do you have any like tidbits or anything else to say?
I mean,
dude. Well, let's I did look up first of all, I would 100% recommend this movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, it's fun. I think anybody should check it out. But one of the first things I did when the movie was over was to see if there were any Sifubi out there. And there are, and it's good. Look, they are good looking toys. So I don't know how easy any of it is to find. I did find the frog on eBay, but it was like a black and white version of the toy. It wasn't, you know, it was not very Sifubi-ish, but I don't know how easy any of this are to find. But the dragon design and the frog design are both the best things about this movie. They're really 100%. Good. Even though, you know, the suits are probably a little on the cheaper side, a little on the, yeah, exactly. The designs are great and the toys look so good. Yeah. And I guarantee you, me and Jay are both going to end up with some of these toys at some point.
So the pair, the so Sika Luna Kubo, who did like, you, they're the ones that did like By Death Kappa, right?
Yeah.
That one. They do great stuff. They also did that manga version of Godzilla with the boy.
They
do great stuff, and they have a an online site now and stuff too. And they and that those you'll see pop up every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like easy to find, but those you can see.
But
the ones I've never seen in person, I've never seen them ever in person. I don't know anybody that has them. So I've never seen like somebody that I know's actual collection or actual items. There was a Marmot vinyl Parababy pair release. So that would be like, like this King Ghidorah scale, like 6 inch. And those are really cool looking. And I wouldn't even have an idea if those cost $100, $1,000, $5,000. Sure. I've never seen one. I've only seen a picture of one, but, yeah, those are the only ones I'm aware of. And you can also just throw in like a Kumonga one in there and make it look like, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a condor. Is there a giant condor Safubi out there?
I know there's Safubi. Well, I know there's some past.
Yeah. But, Jay, I saw that there is a set that comes with the eagle.
Oh, nice.
And it's like that. It's smaller, you know.
That must be the Sicaluna one then. I bet you.
But it must be, but I got pictures of it, I think. But yeah, it definitely whatever this is, I don't know if you're gonna be able to tell. Nope, that's not gonna work.
I can't see it on there, but that's the Sicaluna one. Yeah, that's
okay. The Sicaluna one. That at the bottom is the little eagle. So that
there you go
does come with the eagle. So hey, there you go. All set.
I dig it. No, I mean those toys are awesome. Like I would love to have those. And I mean I think they will go. They would look really nice next to a Reptilicus and a Death Cap and a Pulgasari and a Daigoro and a Gilala. Well, and that
yeah. Kind of just,
yeah,
I mean, I love that, and that whole, you know, that whole collection of vinyl, you know, Safubi, the kaiju that aren't in Godzilla or Ultraman, but we've come to love, you know, all the ones you just said. So, yeah, dude, Jay, do you have anything else to say about this movie?
I don't, other than you guys should go out and watch it. It's an easy watch. And
is this the shortest episode ever?
I think so. And it's not a bad, it's not like a,
no,
because the movie was terrible.
It's just like, there's just not a lot to say. It's not, I mean, listen, we just said everything there is to say about this movie. It is fun. It's just a fun, silly, this isn't the Whale God where we need to dive into, you know, the ins and outs.
I like the Whale God, that's
killing. Yeah, exactly. It's all good. But hey, good pickups. Good talk, Jay. It's good to talk to you. I'm excited to see you next week.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go buy a toy, dude.
Hey, go buy a toy.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Bye, guys.
Bye.